This is Pearl Casillas. I was 16 years old, and I had been waiting for my brother George to come and visit me. I was in a private school in Denver, Colorado. This was in September of 1959. I was called out of mass that morning, and then Father Murphy came in. And he sat down and he said, "Now, Pearl," he said, "I have something to tell you." And I said, okay. And I wanted to say, "Hurry up, let's get with it." He said, "You know, we go through a lot of things in our life." And he said, "I have some bad news for you." He said, "Your brother died last night." And the whole world went crazy. And I cried. And I just didn't know how to absorb this. It was such a shock to me. The following day, the sister told me that my family had made arrangements for me to fly home for my brother's funeral. And so I came home and talked to my aunt and my grandma, and they told me he had been murdered. What did occur to me was, I am totally alone. I am all alone now. My protector, my brother, my playmate, my friend, my hero is gone. I will never, ever see him again. I said to myself, he will always be 18 years old. It wasn't until years later that I had a dream, and he came to me in my dream and told me I had to go away for a little while. He said, "But it's only for a little while," he said. And I have remembered that ever since. As a member of the Southern Ute Indian Tribe, I was taught early on as a child that we are born into this world and it's only for a short period of time. We have to look forward to our time is over with on this earth, because there's another plane that we go to after, you know, we cease to exist as human beings. The animal that we ride around in remains on the earth, and our spirit goes to the spirit world. Having that knowledge, you know, it really doesn't help you exactly when you lose somebody in a tragic, horrible way. It's a lot easier when you see your family member that is ready to take their journey into the spirit world. You know that it's time for them to take that journey. There's differences, you know, in how we lose our loved one, whether it's a good transition or whether it's a tragic one. And so I believe that my teaching as a young child growing up, that death is inevitable. And so I have that understanding. Grieving is much easier as we go through this process if we understand why. Some people, you know, don't talk about it in their families, and that leaves young people in a real situation to where, you know, they don't know how to deal with, you know, it creates problems for them. It causes trauma for them as they move through their life. And so knowing is better than not knowing. To me, the most important thing in our lives is to love one another, to love your brothers and sisters, your mothers and your fathers, because you never know when they're going to be gone.